Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and as per usual, we're going to start this episode off with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
All right, we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So gentlemen, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'll let Councillor Bougier go ahead.
Okay.
Good morning, Elliot. My name is David Bougier.
Yep.
Good morning.
Morning. There you go. And yourself, sir?
Well, my name is Keith McGrath, and I'm a proud city councillor and CEO of NOHA, and sometimes Dave's friend,
yeah.
And sometimes his biggest pain in the arse.
All right. Well, this show came together very last second. Dave came in to drop off some
moose meat that Harvey Black caught a moose, and Chief Jim Bougier caught this moose, and Dave said he caught the moose.
Yeah.
But he did. He's a good hunter.
There you go.
I think he caught his moose on Sunday.
Oh, okay. There you go again.
There you go. So what we're going to do today is these two gentlemen are going to talk. I'm going to ask some questions, but I'm going to get off the camera right now. But first and foremost, Dave, how did you meet Keith?
I met Keith way back in the early 80s, mid-80s. Probably in one of these local bars in Fort McMurray he used to call home, the Oil Can. And nice popular bar back then for us people living in Fort McMurray.
That's right.
And I still got a lot of history at home from the Oil Can, and that's where I met Keith. And Keith was a bartender or waitress, whatever you want to call him. I don't know. He kicked me out of the bar every now and then, boot me out the back door. But anyways, he let me back in the next night. So that's good. Kept the friendship ever since. And we've been friends ever since, and he knows my family very well from the early 80s, mid 80s again.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so Keith has been known around here for a few days, and that's how I know Keith.
Okay. Keith, do you remember him coming into the bar back then?
Oh, yeah, I remember Dave Bougier.
And by the way, I used to kick his ass in the pool.
I remember Dave Bougier coming. He was a big synchro guy, and he was only synchro guy for a few months, but he used to wear his name tag into the All Can. And he was a good pool player, but he was a tough guy, and he's still pretty tough. But anyways, what I know about Dave, what struck me about Dave, I guess, is he's... posture hasn't changed, and he said, we went to the All Can last evening, last night of the All Can, and Dave and Nicole were wealthy, and I was trying to keep up to him, but after a dollar bill, I was broke. But anyways, we closed down to what I'd say was probably a place where friends gathered and strangers became friends, because if you look at life, you think about Rick Grandjean, he played at the All Can. Jim Cardinal played at the All Can. Susan Graham, Lord mercy on her soul, went to Nashville. So the All Can to us wasn't a place where you got plastered. I actually got a lot of lessons in life at the All Can with the Weeb family, the Bougiers, the Burks, whoever came through the doors. They weren't bad people. But that's our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on in life, obviously, Dave has done well and has Nicole. And I was graced, I guess, before meeting Dave. I met Nicole's parents on 150 Beacon Hill Drive. And we were just kids, myself and Sean and those people. And Bert was a supervisor. But anyways, to make a long story short...
The camera died, so we're going to pick up the conversation where it started. Hold on one second, gentlemen and ladies. All right. Okay, guys, we have to stop for a second there, but I wanted to change the discussion topic anyways. I look around this house, and I've seen pictures of both of you online before. You guys golf from time to time. Let me hear about your guys' golf game.
Well, I want to go first.
Okay.
Okay, because Dave is going to give you some bullshit story. But I would say our biggest win together, and I got it over there on the wall, was when we won the Akon Boreal Open. And I think it was me, Dave, maybe Doug Phipps, Louis DeBrusque. I can look over there. And Big White Knife, Dale. Dale, is it Dale?
Dale.
I got it over there. And we actually went out and we had our names on aprons, like our caddies had names on aprons. I mean, Bougier's ever taken some nice events, but I tell you, I took him right to the top with our win. We actually made the Petroleum Club's, Doug Phipps called me up, he couldn't believe it. He'd seen a picture of me and Boo Boo and there. So that was the biggest win. And I guess straight up, Dave's not a bad golfer, but it seems like I would say I'm ahead financially on the golf course with him.
Dave, would you let's hear your rebuttal?
You know, it's I've been golfing with Keith a few times, and you know what? There's one thing I got to say. Golfing with Keith, you know, I never lose. You never lose, and I feel bad just to be part of the winning team because I don't think we deserve it. But anyway, having Keith in the team is like hits a ball off the golf course and into the woods and end up finding his ball and never lose his ball. So and that's why he's been in tournaments. I guess
real good friend here.
But anyways, we had a lot of good times, a lot of good memories in the golf courses we've been on quite a few over the past years, and it was fun. And I mean, Keith is okay golfer. And I took a few bucks from him a few times, and not like $1 or $20. I mean, the good size money. And it was tough getting paid at one time, but...
Tough getting paid.
But he managed to finally pay me by trade. I think he traded something. That was like $1,000, I think.
Dave.
He gave me something for return that he didn't want to give. I'm not sure if he had the money then to give me, but he couldn't give me money.
So what I will, Elliot, I'll leave off with this.
Yeah.
I know that between going to his golf tournaments and taking him out once or twice, there's a lot of charities that benefited from our presence. And I have a hockey puck over there at Barry Stafford. I think I'm still paying it off because I had to hang around with Dave one day because I am the last man in, so when Dave and them signs up for events, they're taking their real friends. But then when the one, you know, I'll get, and I'm okay with that, Elliot. I've done well by that. So two things about our golf. Always fun. Raised a lot of cash for the kids. But maybe the biggest story about golf would be out in Kelowna. Chief Jim used to, you know, put a bunch of business people together, and a couple of guys like me could tell a few stories, and we'd go away, and almost like a retreat, like a team building thing between counselors and McCoy, because Dave is a counselor, you know, in Fort McCoy, and I am a counselor in Wood Buffalo, so we have a relationship to maintain, because the elders and the kids need to be looked after. So I think we were on hole number 9, and he partnered up with Justin Herman, and he thought Dave was going to be a big winner. And I think it was me and Danny Dion. And we're awful golfers. But let me tell you something. Let's just say, your second shot, Dave, was in the rose bushes.
I remember.
He remembers. He was in the rose bushes. And he asked me, could he move his ball? I said, sure. You can move it with your club on the green if you like. But anyways, long story short is, we won that day. That was a big win, big win. Anyways, that's the story about the golf.
Now, there's one thing that you both can agree on. You guys are both big Oiler fans. I'd like to know where you guys found your love for the Oilers originally.
Mine is simple, man. Mine is all about how Wayne Gretzky treated Joey Moss. And when I came to Alberta, I only knew couple of hockey teams.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, this was long before I met Dave. Peter and Verrick and Nelson, the people that paid for me to get to my dad's funeral. I worked at the All Saints. They kept me upstairs. They put me through Yale College, but they were season ticket holders. And this was when the Oilers, they were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Vera had Wayne Gretzky's personal line. So you hear all these stories from Peter and Vera over across from my suite. My Jesus, these guys can't be real. And then to see what those guys done off the ice.
Yeah.
So, funny thing is, I didn't know Dave at the time. Mark Messier's factory number 11 store to his sister. They come to the All Saints Hotel. Not Mark, his sister. She got this jean jacket on, and a jacket with the moose hide. She tells me who she is. Well, Christ, on Friday, they gave me a jacket, and we became trying to market the clothes for them. Well, I don't know, it must be, 33 years later. And I'm not going to get choked up, but we're you know, obviously friends by then. But me and Bride are heading to a place that I never thought I'd get to. And we missed our flight in Toronto.
Don't cry, you're going to make me cry for the
sake. You didn't get to have a heart to cry. But anyways, my wife don't understand why. We get to NASA. And I buy a couple of tickets of pineapple, I think it was pineapple ears or something like that, just in the traces, like the Flintstones. So I think it was Dave called up and he said, just wait at the airport because you're going to get a ride. And I said, you know, my wife, she says, man, these people are unreal. And it's not because what they gave me, it's how they treated my family. And now I got a chance to help them. That's gold.
There you go. There you go.
And I promised myself I wouldn't get choked up, but you know
you
what?
You always do.
That poor old bastard.
he's a cry baby.
That
guy here.
Yeah.
You talk about karma, you talk about good.
Yeah.
Well, he's done enough for other people. A few weeks ago, 10 people saved him.
Mm.
So what goes around comes around. We can rib each other. And Dave's the boss. You don't piss off Dave Bougie. The key to being Dave's friend forever, don't work for him. Don't ask him for a loan. And don't piss him off.
I get mean.
Right?
All right, Dave, it's your turn to talk a little bit.
You know, I've been an Oilers fan ever since the Oilers started in 1979. And I used to travel down the highway and the Greyhound buses to go catch a game.
Drive barrel taxi?
With no funds in the pocket, you know, just make it what I have. And ever since I've been an Oilers fan and been into a few playoff games in the 80s and exciting times, very, very good times. And of course, stayed in a little cheap hotel there that I could afford. And after that, I became a season ticket holder. And 25 years season ticket holder in Edmonton. And
really? Wow.
And at the old Coliseum, Rexall, and Sky Reach, I think, is all different names went through that.
Yeah.
And season ticket holder at Rogers now, and 7 years now, I think, there in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I remain that, and my kids love it, and they're always at the game if I'm not, and invite friends to join. And, you know, it's just to have the access to the Oilers games, and very nice for the kids could use, especially the kids. I mean, growing up as a kid, I know I couldn't afford this and do this, but see my kids able to do this today, it's a bonus for me and my family. It's means a lot.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's been so. With all the different stadiums that they've had, what do you like about the new one?
The new one, what I like about it, it's of course a new building and it's more room,
right?
More action, more stuff in the building
to
do and things to. For food and stuff, right?
Right.
the beverage and everything. I mean, it's it's exciting to be in a building. And of course, it's bigger than the old one.
That's right.
And it's right heart of downtown.
Yeah. Okay.
So no, it's a big change.
Well, Keith is back. All right. So yeah, the new one is downtown, and it is quite nice. It's easier access to get to.
Easier
I find,
access,
as well.
And once the trains are all put in downtown in Edmonton, there
that's right.
It takes you all the way down to the west side. It's it's going to be a blessing. Easy to get around. You don't have to worry about driving.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Just jump the train and head her west.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, no, and like downtown Edmonton, it's getting better. It's a lot of work to be done yet, but it's going to come around. And once it's all done up, it'll be a very nice downtown Edmonton.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, gentlemen, we're at the end of the show, but before I cut any guests loose, I let them give a shameless shout out or plug. So, Keith, who's your shameless shout out or plug going to?
Well, I wouldn't give it to Dave and Nicole because they know that what they do for the community and how appreciative of it. I would give a shout out to, I guess, the community of Fort McKay. You know, I watched the community as a kid, and I think this year, Dave, you can correct me around, Councillor Bougier, but I think is there 300 kids in a new school?
No, 150.
150 kids in their own school.
Fort McKay.
In Fort McKay. And I guess as a trustee, when I started with the Catholic School Board, because, you know, Catholics, we're so good, we look at each other. But I think what the shout out goes to my good friend, Chief Jim Bougier. And he knows I love him. He went through his own health stuff. But, you know, I owe a guy a shout out, but I owe him lots because he's taught me how to be cool, how to be mellow, listen more. And the other one goes, the biggest one goes to Chief Vern, because I tell you, there's no better life than not drinking.
There you go. Awesome. Dave, you're up.
Yeah, my shout out, I guess, like Keith mentioned, Fort McKay. I mean, very nice to see our community of Fort McKay. It got their own school, and it holds up to 750 students, but we got 150 there now, and nice to see that we're able to bring in outside into Fort McKay to go school, like in Fort McMurray, so that's very good. I mean, it's a different drive. I mean, we used to have kids come from McKay into Fort McMurray in buses, but the young kids stay home now and finish their school at home, then travel down the highway in the heavy traffic. But yeah, the bad thing about it, the people from Fort McMurray heading north has to travel the road now, but it's not as many as McKay coming south.
Right.
And my big shout out goes to Jim Carberry. I mean, my mentor.
Absolutely.
My mentor back in the day, knowing Jim from the Syncrude days in the 80s when I used to work with Syncrude. And I remember when Jim, when he's working with Syncrude, I remember I got my job at Syncrude and tailings pond there in the old car. And ever since me and Jim have been connected, and Jim was my boss with Fort McKay Group of Companies, that me and Jim Carberry made McKay Group of Companies where it is today. It wasn't there when we first started, but we had a lot of work to do, and we done the work. And look at Fort McKay where it is today, but people forget about stuff like that. But I never forget stuff like that, because Jim Carberry is a very big player at Fort McKay Group of Companies back in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, and he done so much for our community, helped so many people on the way. Never forget that, but I mean, stuff like that we should never ever forget, because it is true what happened.
There we go.
Thank you.
Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been
an episode. And thanks a lot, Harvey Black and Chief Bougier, for the meet.
Thank you.
Hopefully you guys are having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Peace.
Okay.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.